Now, celebrating a unique lens to see life, Amna Nawaz remembers one of the most influential photographers of the 20th century, part of our Canvas series.
And for a good picture.
He was best known for vividly capturing America's quirks and spotlighting the country's social divisions in everyday life. Robert Frank was born in Switzerland to a wealthy European Jewish family, but he was decidedly an American, one who managed to maintain an outsider's point of view. As he himself noted in the 2015 documentary about his career, Don't Blink.
I tried not to talk to them, and I didn't want them to talk to me.
Frank immigrated to New York in 1947 and started work at Harper's Bazaar, but he soon became aware of many of the stark contrasts in American society. That perspective was a driving force behind his most celebrated work, 1957's The Americans. Starting in 1955, Frank crisscrossed the country, snapping 28,000 photos in just 2 years, ultimately culling them down to a collection of just 83. His work was in sharp contrast to more traditional, optimistic photos of the time. Frank reflected on that work in Don't Blink.
When I look at the 83 photographs I choose for the book, I think I really got the essence.
Like this shot of motorcyclists in Indianapolis, a trolley car in New Orleans, and a political rally in Chicago. And it turns Sarah Greeno is the director of photography at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. She knew Frank and says the Americans revealed a country that was plagued by racism and consumerism.
He looked beneath the surface, seeing these ills in American society, but he also photographed novel areas of beauty within the country, subjects that other photographers hadn't previously looked at, such as cars, diners, and even the road itself.
Greeno says the book also made Frank's unique artistic style influential.
Many of them have a sort of fast, seemingly intuitive look, as if he just turned around and captured the image. They're often off kilter, which gives a great sense of dynamism to them. The book, The Americans, was initially reviled by the critics, but it very quickly became embraced by a younger generation of photographers and then others.
Frank's work featured other cultural icons of the day. He befriended beat writer Jack Kerouac shortly after compiling The Americans, and Kerouac later wrote the book's foreword. And Frank's black and white photos were featured on the cover of the Rolling Stones' critically acclaimed 1972 album, Exile on Main Street. Later in his career, Frank continued to shoot photos and film, largely focusing his lens on America's least privileged rather than the powerful. Robert Frank died Monday in Nova Scotia. He was 94 years old.
And there's more online, where we take a closer look at one of Frank's most enduring images from his book, The Americans. That's on our website, pbs.org/newshour. And that is the NewsHour for tonight. I'm Judy Woodruff. For all of us at the PBS NewsHour, thank you, and we'll see you soon.